Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Dev1.tv Tech News Podcast for Thursday, September 13th, 2012. I'm your host, Ryan Knoll, and today we will be discussing Apple unveiling the iPhone 5 in their traditional manner, and the guys who didn't know about the Apple release are running back to the stores after finally caving and purchasing an iPhone 4S. Computational engineers at the University of Southampton built a supercomputer out of Raspberry Pis. You'll never guess what the first thing they used it for was. If you guessed calculating pi, you were correct. And the Black Hole 2.0 exploit kit is released, the internet is celebrating, and the security staff at Symantec are upset they have to come back from their smoke break. So, stick around for the next few minutes and we'll be discussing everything you need to know since the last episode. Yesterday, Apple announced the release of the iPhone 5. In the event you don't already know everything about it, here's the basics. It's expensive. It ranges from $199 for 16GB to $399 for the 64GB model. This is with a new 2-year contract price and is not the price of the device itself. It's skinny. The phone is only 0.3 inches thick, half as thick as a deck of cards. Has a larger screen, the new 4.0-inch Retina display has a resolution of 1,136 by 640 pixels. It's sensitive, has a 3-axis gyro accelerometer, proximity sensor, and an ambient light sensor. It's different, so different that all the accessories you have for your iPhone 4S now require a $30 adapter. You can check it out at the Apple Store for more information. Am I going to get one? Nope, I have a Samsung, about as anti-Apple as I can get, literally and legally. So, are you going to succumb to the Apple hype? Professor Simon Cox at the University of Southampton has built a supercomputer using 64 Raspberry Pis and Legos. Yes, I said Legos. They have named it Iridis Pi, named after their existing supercomputer, Iridis. The 64 units have 1 TB of memory combined, all in SD cards, and it has 64 processors total. The whole thing can be powered on a standard household circuit as it uses only 13 amps. So, what's with the Legos, you ask? Well, that is the rack hardware for the supercomputer that could fit on your kitchen table. It was built by the professor's 6-year-old son. Cool thing? You can build your own for under $4,000. Is it cool? Of course it is. Will I build one? Probably not. Would you? Finally, Black Hole, a well-known exploit kit, has just released its 2.0 version. This browser exploit kit comes with several possible licensing agreements ranging from $50 to a day for $1,500 for a year. All of the old patched exploits have been removed and several new exploits have been introduced. This includes several Java exploits, Adobe PDF, and Internet Explorer's data access components, just to name a few. It comes beefed up with a new admin panel and several features that make constantly avoiding the blacklist of Doom rather elegant and easy to manage. I think now is a good time to get into the malware business. They make it so easy. Well, that's all the news for this episode, and we thank you for listening. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you at dev1.tv, and there are several ways you can get in contact with us. You can catch us on Twitter. Our handle is at dev1tv. Want to hear us cover a news story we didn't? Visit our website at www.dev1.tv and click Vote for Topics and let us know what you would like to hear. Lastly, you can comment directly on this episode's post on our website. I was your host, Ryan Knoll. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time. This is Dev1 TV.